so much confusion.
This deal or that deal.
Why can't renewals be simple?
It does sound like a bargain.
What if you're being ripped off?
Confused.com guaranteed to beat your renewal quote, helping you rise above the clamor of comparison sites. It's that easy. Beat your renewal quote guarantee, or you'll get the difference in an extra £20. Don't be confused. Be confused.com. Full T's and C's online. Single annual policies only.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens, crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me shortly will be my co-host, Ronnie Karam, who can also be found on the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. You guys should all go listen to that. We recapped Real Housewives of Dallas last night here in Denver, Colorado. We had an amazing live show. Unfortunately, the audio is a little janky. You will hear buzzing because of some issue with the wires. It is actually addressed on the show, but you will hear buzzing, which is annoying in your ears, so sorry about that. Try to reduce that as much as possible. And also, there's weird music that is in the background of this track. There was some strange interference with the crazy audio waves. So, sorry about that. It's sort of random, sort of weird, but it shouldn't really get in the way of your listening pleasure. So with that being said, also Dallas went on sale this morning. Our Dallas show went on sale this morning. VIP sold out already. And within 2 hours, we sold out 2/3 of the venue. So there's actually less than a third left. So definitely, if you want to go see us in Dallas in February, then by all means, go to watchcrappens.com and buy your tickets before they are gone, people. Okay, enough of that. Let's get on to this Denver recap. Sorry about the audio, guys. We love you.
Hi. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, wow, Denver.
Wow,
thank you so
Denver.
Much.
Denver!
Denver!
Oh, my God!
What an amazing place. What gorgeous people. I love learning, like, the little idiosyncrasies.
That might be me. Hold
what,
on.
You fucking buzzing, man. Jesus.
I've had a lot of coffee. Is it my phone? Is it... I opened the laptop. Hold on.
Idiosyncrasies? Okay.
Idiosyncrasies.
I love little idiosyncrasies in different little towns. Here, everybody says, for sure. For sure.
For sure.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
And the lady in our hotel who claims rooms is so cute. She's this little Indian lady. And she's like, are you finished in your room? And I said, in like 2 hours. Is that okay? And she goes, for sure.
Yeah. This is my very first time ever being in Denver or Colorado. That's... I'm like loving it so far, and I feel like a lot of what I've learned about Colorado or Denver has been informed by reality TV. Like, did you guys watch The Real World Denver? Because all I really remember from that season, or all I choose to remember, is that one episode where Brooke like walked in and she was like, she had just gone to get her nails done and she walked down the wrong street. She goes, "Ah, just got lost in the ghetto." And everyone was like, what? So,
That's my impression of Denver. And I have to say,
a lot of sunglasses on the back of your head for the men.
Yes. Yes. That is a popular look.
And I think it's similar to Austin here. And look, Austin men love to eat. The women don't care. They're like, do you have a job? You can be 500 pounds. Like, we don't care.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be similar here because there are a lot of similarities. But you guys are not really Old Navy or more REI. Which,
yeah.
I felt so many, because you know me, like I walk up to every straight guy. I'm like, what are you wearing? You know, how are you feeling? Does your mother know this choice that you've made?
Don't you feel like REI is like going to be the name of like someone's daughter on The Housewives? Like, oh yeah, REI and I, like we went to the mall. We just had like the mother-daughter bonding. Basically like Kim Zolciak's new daughter. Ariana, congratulations to REI. She went to gym class today.
She's just going to retweet things from Rihanna and REI. She's just going to get like whoever she can retweet in there. This is not a scrunchie.
Ronnie is holding up a little fuzzy circle.
Come on. Bring out the stick.
We have...
courtesy. Beautiful bitch down
What's your name again? Jessica brought us a meditation bowl. So now, if y'all start acting up, you're going to hear this.
Mimicker.
I don't know if you guys can actually hear that, but it's something we learned from David Sunshine.
Oh.
Hey guys, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all the crap on Bravo we love to watch.
For Real Housewives of Dallas, Jesus Christ, if anyone can pull off the name REI for a child's name, it's some screaming fucking baby on this show.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it's actually very appropriate that we are covering Real Housewives of Dallas tonight because for the past 2 weeks, they were here in Colorado. So it's only appropriate for us to come to Colorado and repay. That logic makes no sense. I apologize.
People always tell me, did you go to Beaver Liquor? I never.
Beaver Liquor t-shirts right there. Two Beaver Liquor t-shirts and right there. And there's some actual, like, beavers building a dam over there.
Mm-mm. My family's here, so hello to my family. I love you guys.
Yes, right there.
I love you guys so much. Cousin Jenna's here. Hot husband Reed. Sister Karki. My little auntie's back there. So they watched Dallas today because I was like, you have to do your homework. Like,
yeah.
Coming to a live show, if you don't watch this stuff, is painful. Like it can be painful, you know? It can be painful either way. Let's face it. Okay. Let's
face it. It could be a hard time. You know, there's actually someone here named Avery. Where's Avery? My daughter slash best friend Avery is right over there. Let's face it, Avery.
Whoa.
Wow, Avery. Wow. You don't support other crappens listeners.
Wow.
Best shot of Ramona ever was that one split second of just
wow. Whoa.
So a lot of things can happen on these Housewives shows that are extremely disturbing. Thankfully, today it's Cameron on a bowl.
Yeah.
It's not a real bowl, but don't tell Cameron that.
Yeah. I actually had a disturbing, like, I guess it's not disturbing, but it's sort of disturbing, moment with Dallas earlier today when I was, like, getting washed up for the show, taking a shower. I was suddenly, like, started, like, singing. Remember that song by Heavy D? Like, now that we found love, what are we gonna do? I started singing it like
sing
I was...
Sing more of it.
Now that we found up. But I started to sing it as Dee Simmons. I just found myself being like, now that we found love, what are we going to do? And I was like, I realized that so many of those songs from the early 90s, like, would be so much funnier if Dee Simmons sang them, right? Like, that girl is poison. That girl is poison.
Or...
Deandra, it is so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Motown Phil is back again.
I wasn't born in the 90s, so very young. Oh, the 90s weren't that long ago. Never mind. Yeah. I was a child. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I only remember from like Deborah Gibson's comeback album. When her name
was
Deborah.
Was that later?
Much later. It was called The Celebrity Apprentice.
Wow, you just went in on Debbie Gibson out of nowhere. Whoa, you don't support other pop stars.
Before we start, I know. Look, we could be done here in 30 minutes. Yeah. But we're never going to be.
Yeah.
Okay? You're going to be here for 7 hours.
Yes. And y'all know, tomorrow morning, tickets go on sale for Dallas. So people who, tell the people in Dallas, should they be going? Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, look what I've got. My little niece, Cadence, made me these. Well, she made us these. It says, you're kind. Oh, Carly, your is spelled wrong. So work on that. But that aside, sorry. But they say, you're kind. Pass it on.
She was not ready for your kindness.
Yeah. So if something hits you in the head, that's probably what it is. All right.
I have
so
no
be kind and
that.
Don't trash your niece on, you know, whatever we're doing here. Like, who does that? What an ass. Yes.
Okay. So let's get into Real Housewives of Dallas, shall we?
Real
let's get into
Housewives
recap.
Of Dallas. The trolley has become such a central character in this show since Leanne slapped one in season one.
Yeah.
That now, in one of the transition scenes, they have a trolley stopping in front of a building and literally doing a 360 turn. Have you seen this? I mean, people are not watching enough Dallas. There is trolley choreography on this fucking show.
I feel like the trolley is out for revenge. I feel like the trolley's going to start wearing like a red and blue striped sweater and have like a claw hand just start haunting Leanne in her dreams. Just like if she's afraid to fall asleep because the trolley's going to lick her through the phone or something. It's a very specific reference, and I thank you for getting that.
Previously on Real Housewives of Dallas, Brandy danced in a hat shop.
Like, Lord help me.
Yeah, seriously. So, you know, the show opens with the usual, like quick cuts of what everyone's doing. And the very first thing that we see is, like, Cameron in some sort of, like, pioneer dress. It's, like, long and, like, ruffled. And, like, there's, like, ruffles under the ruffles, you know? I feel like she was going to go, like, haunt a mansion somewhere.
Yes. One of those ones from Big Love. You know, what a polygamist. She looked like she was toilet. She looked like a really skinny house that got toilet papered by polygamists. It's just like her whole dress is made by like heaps and heaps of white underwear, you know?
There's a certain way of toilet papering a house that can only be done by a polygamist where it just like ruffles on top of you. It's like the weight of so many wives.
You know you have polygamist toilet paper if you feel shame after using it.
Yeah. Dumb polygamous TP houses, smart polygamous TP everything.
So we open. Is this where we open?
We
open with this, right? Okay, so we're seeing everybody do their little thing in town or whatever. I swear to God, if that buzzing.
I don't know. I think if I get too close to my laptop.
I'm gonna touch it. That's new. I get my Ronnie Muck all over it. It's like,
We did a show once. I think it was in Detroit where you picked up my phone and within 1 second you had called 911. And like literally he called 911 from the stage during the show. I was like, oh my God.
You know, I wouldn't be able to do it if I was really in trouble. I don't even know how I fucking did it.
It was amazing.
I'll die in a fire, but accidentally call them from a stage.
Yeah. So anyway, yes.
So the way that this opens, and this is my problem with the entire season, really my only one so far, fucking babies. Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
And I know I said
fucking
it
babies.
Times.
Done with them. Done.
I respect your babies, and thank you so much for carrying on the world and doing what you do by having them.
Yeah.
Shut them the fuck up and get them on my TV.
It's true.
And if your baby is crying that loud, flick it in the forehead or spray it.
It's
spray
true.
It with something.
I feel like a lot of people watch these shows to get away from their kids, not to be like, oh my God, like this is what I have to look forward to once this is over.
Yes, I want women way past childbearing age who pretend that they can still have
a baby.
I need Tamara Barney and her possum face getting fake babies in the mail.
Yeah. Fuck that. I just need a house I have to dress up like Lady Gaga on Halloween and get shit-faced.
Who gets so fucked up, she probably thinks she's wearing babies.
I got babies all over me. So, Someone said, "Oh, Giovanni." So yeah, so Cameron's like posing with.
And I was like, I've got to turn this shit. And then it, thank God, it switches to Cam and her aptly named husband, Court.
Yeah.
Like, you just want to trample on him, don't you?
He has so much charisma.
Dribble on
though.
His face.
Yeah.
He has so much what?
Charisma. Oodles.
Okay, I always have to do this in a live show because, you know, we can't do it on, you know, audio. But sorry, people who are only listening. But this is Court's face.
And they're talking about that they went somewhere, and we don't even know what they're talking about. He just goes, were you badgering them with questions? Just, why would you use the word badger?
Where did you hear that word?
Did you mean to say badge and then said her, or did you mean to say badger?
I mean, it's like when you ask somebody too many questions, you're badgering them. She's like,
I don't know. Why would you say that? Why would you say I'm asking too many questions? I like that she's badgering about badgering. It's very high level.
But she's suspicious because that is kind of weird that he would say that the week after someone else called her a badger. And you know that Court is that little fucking husband who sits at a dinner party and makes fun of you with people.
Yeah.
While you across the room. Now, I don't blame him. I mean, he's married to her. But still, like, you know that he's had this conversation with Carrie. And I stand by it.
Yeah.
Time will tell. Thank you.
I had to calm down there for a moment.
Giovanni.
So, speaking of Carrie, we see, like, footage of her in Wyoming on a little family vacation. We see Stephanie. She's in Florence. She's like, the Renaissance? I thought we were going to a hotel.
This is Carrie's face.
It's a mogul. I like that she got, like, the downhill hair before she went skiing. I was like, oh.
Yeah, Stephanie's like, oh my god. Like,
we're on, like, family vacation. It's like Italy. We went to the Vatican.
Keep your kids out of the Vatican. What kind of parent takes their small children to the Vatican? Do you not have the news where you live?
Also,
if you're going to do that, at least rent them out and add something to the economy, taking them to the fucking Vatican.
It all happens here. So, I liked in this sequence that we're seeing what all the women are doing, and they're like all in these like vertical panels that are going by very quickly. To me, it was like a callback to like 24. I was like just waiting for Kiefer Sutherland to just like tackle Stephanie, you know? It's like, we found the target. She's been located. Set our perimeter, Chloe. Set our perimeter. And then there's like Leanne Lockins like in like CTU being like, all right, we got our perimeter. Shoot! Got away. Damn it. Damn it.
Jack, here's what I want you to do. You need to stay calm. Okay? You are going to stay so calm those terrorists ain't going to hear. God damn it, you ain't done nothing.
Jack, okay, this is Leanne at CTU. All right. Let me tell you something about those terrorists, okay? Too many shots and too many twat spells. T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Get out of there.
Mimicker.
Leanne, of course, is like, you know.
No one ever mole. Gets caught.
I'm the mole. Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry. I can't go near my laptop, otherwise it starts to buzz.
Somewhere, it's something you're doing.
Because if I do this. Oh. Guys, I really wanted it to buzz.
It's getting now.
Oh. What's going to. You guys, I'm so excited for when it happens. Maybe it's you, Ronnie.
It usually is, let's face it.
What's happening?
It is me. Look, wait, hold on.
No, it's me. It's me.
It's your fucking medical alert. I'll bet you anything.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was wearing this cute bracelet today. I said, what a cute bracelet. Because, you know, I'm working on being a good husband or whatever. A good podcast husband. And I was like, what a cute bracelet. And he's like, it's a Medic Alert bracelet. What are you? You're not even 40.
I get that all the time. I had someone lean over in a restaurant and go, excuse me, where did you get that bracelet from? She had an accent, so I feel like it's important to be authentic.
She was from Transylvania.
She was.
She was afraid it was silver. She's like, can I eat him? Can I not eat him?
She turned into a bat and flew away. We have a lot of spooky jokes tonight.
Okay, so Stephanie, yeah. Italy's gorgeous. We know, bitch. Get off your iPhone. I don't want to watch your iPhone footage. Get out of here. At least her children aren't screaming. Speaking of...
Oh, my God.
And Brandy's just carrying around her baby like this.
Yeah. It's like she just won Miss America, just holding it. She's like, so she's making cookies, and she's like, I'm not getting a lot of help in the kitchen. I'm like, they are 4 years old. I'm still working on taking off my medical alert bracelet.
And she has that kid we all want to beat that's like, I don't buy cookies. I want Grammys. Well, first of all, if you want fucking graham crackers, that's a lot easier. Could you have said that before I pulled out a box?
What ungrateful child does not want a
cookie? I'm so furious with the children on this show. And someone said on Twitter, like, why is it this show that sets you off? They're crying all the time. They're asking you for something all the... Get a crate. Get a dog crate. Although, I mean, those things work. My sister is very, you know, my little sister. When we got in fights, I put her in the toy box. And thankfully, my mother was still trying to turn me into, you know, a man. So I had a football. I had a football shaped toy box.
I got it off.
Oh, here. Do you want me to hold it?
No. It's my medical reference.
Smart move. So I had a football-shaped toy box, and I used to just roll her down. I was like, it's going to be fun. And then we'd, like, roll her down the street. I mean, it's mean, but, like, look how nice she is now. I raised a good little sister. Like, she's an angel, this girl. The point is, beat your children. Okay, so I say get a dog crate, but then right when I wrote that down, they cut to her and the baby, Brooklyn, who's a terrorist. Brooklyn is a terrorist, child. She's a ginger terrorist.
Full-on terrorist.
Full-on terrorist, you know. She's, like, always putting, you know, like, lacing up a vest. Okay, so she's gets this baby. She takes the baby, which, who would give Brooklyn a baby? Not right.
Yeah.
She takes the baby, and the baby's on a dog bed. Did you guys notice this?
Yes. Yes.
That's the baby's bed, a dog bed.
Yes.
And then suddenly I was like, why are you complaining? That's actually what you've been asking for this whole time.
Yeah.
So thank you.
And she goes up to the baby and goes right into its face and goes, Mommy, Bruin farted. I was like, what is happening in this house? House of Horrors is terrifying. Is this what having kids is like? I'm sticking to succulents. Succulents are high maintenance too, I'll tell you. Like, don't give them too much water, but don't, like, forget to water them. Like, what do you want in your plant? Be so happy I'm giving you water.
That's what sucks about having a gay guy as your friend, you know? You're like, my babies, I'm going to kill the babies in my sleep. And we're like, our succulents are really acting up as well.
Like, they're so ungrateful.
You know what really bothers me? All that extra income I get to spend every month.
Oh, I hate having a spontaneous brunch.
I mean, there's so much I could buy, but what should I buy?
I'm not sure if I could have brunch today. I may have to water my succulents. Oh, whatever. I'm going to do it.
My husband cheated on me. What game were you playing? Like, what? Okay, so I really wish that Leanne... Yeah, I know, I should have wrapped up. So, Leanne and Brandy are no longer friends, but I really wish they were for this line, because Brandy goes, you know what? Juggling three children is hard. And I just wanted Leanne to be like, tell me about it! It's how I earned my corny stripes. Juggling babies.
Except mine were on fire. Fire babies in the air. Never dropped a single one of them.
Every corny knows it's time for commercial break. They're just ads, but they work quite well.
Speaking of Leanne, she and Rich go on a little date, and the first thing she says, and please don't take offense to this, she goes, I am still dehydrated from Colorado. By the way, guys, I'm working on my high-altitude diet. Just sort of soaking in the hot... Thank you. Taking in the high altitude.
Yeah, Cameron said on the Beaver Creek episodes in the past couple of weeks, in the high altitude, you can't gain weight. I mean...
Has that been medically proven? I'm not sure.
No. I proved it wrong very scientifically. I looked around the fucking airport.
Those are people from other places. Yeah.
No, they had sunglasses on the back of their head. I knew they were locals.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was Guy Fieri.
I know, my Denver. All I saw were sunglasses on the back of the head and then heard, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. Is that our bag? For sure, for sure. Get our bag.
I've also been smelling a lot of weed out here, too.
I don't know who got legal weed first. You or us?
They did.
You guys did? But you're acting like it's still illegal. There have been three people who have come up to us so far and been like, you need weed? You need weed? I got weed. I got weed. It's like, I can get it in the store. It's like, would you like a peppermint? Would you like a
peppermint? I've had someone do that to me, too.
Yeah.
Illegal peppermint.
No offense. And yes, we do. So yeah. Thank you. That answers that question.
Anyway, Leanne's sitting there with Rich. And, you know, first order of business, complained about Deandra. You know, so she's, you know, she's concerned because out of nowhere, Deandra and Brandy are best friends. And honestly, it is a little weird. I mean, that was like a hairpin turn last week, you know? Like, they were fighting, and then all of a sudden, like...
Fighting?
I'm late for the meeting. The meeting?
I like that it's getting into your soul. Texas is getting into your soul.
I can't tell if it's a little Texas, a little Colorado, but it's something country western, that's for sure. So anyway, so she's like, what's the deal with them being friends now? And Rich is like, well, what are you saying this is based off of, this friendship? She's like, tequila. Which clearly is going to be like the through line. You know, it's going to be in a few episodes. Leanne's going to have an intervention with Deandra, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Leanne hasn't had a drink for 10 minutes, so now she's like the expert, yeah. You know? Which we've all been there. I mean, I suffer through mornings sometimes with that one, and I feel the same way. I look at people at lunch like, you fucking alcoholics.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, Leanne loves her taglines, and once she's got a really good one, she doesn't know if it's been cut. You know, like, maybe she said it in a testimonial and they cut it out. Or maybe she just said it at a party and she didn't make it to tape. So she's going to make sure she gets it to tape. And she goes, Rich, it's due to one little thing. A river called alcohol. I'm going to get it in there. So she makes the mistake of ordering. She's like, oh, a salad, and he'll have a steak. And he's like, I will do what I want to, bitch. Okay? If I want a steak, I'll have a steak. I'm the man in this. I was like, oh, okay.
All right, Rich. All right, all right. All right.
What do you want, Rich?
A steak.
Okay, Rich.
But I want a medium well.
Medium well.
Right? Thank you guys for being angry about that. I was going to be angry about it, but I was like, I bet if I get angry, people will be like, no, but I like my steak medium well. But I'm so happy.
I love a strong opinion, guys.
I know.
I mean, really.
Yeah. Two people just slapped high five over this over here. They're like, yes, finally someone's speaking my truth about
it. I'm so glad when animal murderers can all be so passionate about something. Just kidding. I was a vegetarian for like 2 hours today, so I'm doing the same thing. I had a salad, so now I'm like, you murderer!
Meanwhile, yesterday I was walking down the street, and this woman came up to me and goes, excuse me, you look like an activist. I was like, ma'am?
I was outside smoking at lunch, and there's two people with green shirts, you know, like matching shirts, basically. And I saw them talking to a guy, and she said, thanks for doing this with me. And I was like, oh, fuck her. But I had to go on that side to smoke, you know? Because, like, we have a Whole Foods. I know what you people want. So I knew, but I have this face, you know? Like, I have a terrifying, like, horrible, like, I'm going to eat you and your children face.
Yeah.
And her and the guy were like, hi. When I was walking back in, I went, hi, how are you guys?
Wow.
No one asked me for shit.
Wow.
And that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Do not be nice to people with clipboards. Ever!
No. These people weren't holding clipboards, so I was bamboozled. So anyway, so now Leanne is an activist herself for her wedding day. So she brings...
I'll begin the ambush, I guess. Begin ambushing me. Mm-hmm. Here we are, a woman.
I'm sorry. I must have...
Here we are with a woman. All women want to know is when you're going to marry him.
That is
you
so
on
rude.
The rag?
Like, that is so rude. Run from him. I don't know why I'm being mean to Rich. I don't dislike Rich. It just feels so good at this elevation being a horrible human being. Like, it feels better. It's exhilarating, yeah. I have to say.
I think that, like, maybe this at this high elevation, our hippocampus must grow, and...
We just don't have a lot of emotions anymore.
Amygdala, 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 amygdala.
I mean, honestly, I have a small hippocampus, but a huge vagina. Your poor family. They're like, what?
Are you kidding? This is like Christmas Eve. It's all we're missing is Rhonda on a microphone. Like, these boots are made for walking. That's just what they're gonna do. Fuck you. My mom starts a bar fight in her own house.
Knocking over ladles.
So Leanne is doing this thing where she's trying to make it sound like it's not Rich, it's really her.
Yeah.
But she can't do it because Rich is not going along with it. So she's like, my friends need to understand. Because she does this like televangelist thing when she's like, my friends need to understand that I have feelings about wanting to get married. Maybe it's me. And he's like, please don't do this to me.
I know.
It's like, I gave you a ring pop. What do you want?
Yeah. So she, because basically they had a conversation we saw in a flashback where she's like, should we set a date? He's like, how about we set a date to set a date? So now he was like, she was like, I just was really concerned when he said this. He's like, it was a joke. She's like, okay, well, I just want to have a very serious conversation with no joking and lay it all out. So why did the chicken cross her? Damn it, I told the joke. Damn it.
I just want to have a very serious conversation. Now take this ping pong ball. If you get it in that bowl in 2 seconds, we're going to get married this month.
All right, here's a water gun. I got a water gun. Okay, whoever's horse crosses the finish line first gets to decide where we're going to get married.
Aim it in the hole until it's done. Aim it in the hole until it's done.
My favorite carnival game, right. The water gun one.
I told the wedding planner she has to climb a little ladder for me to the top. Hope she doesn't fall off.
So Rich literally goes... Oh, well, first Leanne says, it's my mama carny abandonment issues. They rear their fugly faces at me. But if you can abandon a 3-year-old, which is your cutest phase, by the way? It's your cutest
debatable.
Phase is when
debatable.
You're three. I'm like, no one told Brandy's kids that.
I know.
Okay, we'll go on. You guys, baby bashing. Try it. Yeah. Try it. Baby bashing. Feels amazing. So she's like, 3 years old, that is your cutest phase, by the way. If you can abandon that, why wouldn't you be able to abandon a loudmouth 50-year-old bitch?
And then Rich goes, look me in the eye.
Look me in the eye.
I was like, he said it, we didn't. I'm gonna marry you.
You know, I say this at least once a time, but the amount of notes I take on this book, I'm like, where am I? Why is this longer than the notebook?
Yeah.
This is long. Was that even a long book? That's a weird joke, right? How long is the notebook? It felt long, girl. Okay, look me in the patch. You're the only one, a woman I consider my best friend. Well, look, I consider you my best friend. And we're not getting married right now, okay?
No, we're work husbands. We're work husbands.
I want to take care of you. I was like, then maybe you should go back to work, first of all.
Well,
true though, right?
You can't really do that.
Like, then pay for this and stop being mean to me while I'm trying to order you steak. How about that? But he's like, I'm not making a date. She's like, well, I think what we need to do is make a date. And he's like, will you marry me again? And she's like,
I feel like a little girl at the carny all over again. It's like the first time I rode the Trabant.
Can't believe you just did that to me. Without a ring. I mean, hunt. You know, just saying hunt. So yeah, they decided that they're still not going to make a date or like get serious about like planning it or anything. But yep. He said, will you marry me again?
Well, but he has a point. He's like, well, I think the date will just find itself once we start planning. AKA, let's just see what venues are available and the date will be set. So I was like, okay, here we go. It's moving along.
And if anyone at Craftsy is listening to us, they're waiting for Craftsy to say, all you have to do is point and click, and we're paying for your wedding, okay?
Yeah.
Like, if MJ can do it, you can do it, Leanne. How about that, Craftsy?
I just wish there was some sort of service that would come in and make my face yellow for the wedding. I don't know. But Leanne goes, we're going to get married. We're going to get married. It's just a lot of schmoot before we get there. And I'll go with the schmoot.
There's some schmoot.
There's some schmoot.
Here's some schmoot. Hey, Rich, you got some schmoot in your eye?
You got some schmoot?
Schmoot in your eye.
It's just schmoot, but it works quite well.
So next up is, you guys need a lawn. Cameron at home with her children. Sure, we have a nanny, but I don't get to see my children. So maybe if they help me unbox this display case I bought on Amazon, they can maybe get to know me a little bit.
At least her kids are not, like, dangling off of ceiling fans, okay? Like, and at least they have, like, some sense. So she's basically, Cameron is, like, she's getting some shit together because, you know, she's still working on Sparkle Dog food. So she's like, I have an important test today. I have to get all my stuff together for the Global Pet Expo. Do you know what Global Pet Expo is? Have you ever been to
the Global Pet Expo?
It's the biggest world animal for animals in the world expos. It's all around the globe.
Everyone who's there is a billionaire. The Global Pet Expo. And the kid's like, it's a globe with pets in it. And she's like, no.
This is my best shot at getting distributor. I really hope I get a distributor. Do you think we'll get a distributor?
I hope I get a distributor. The Global Pet Expo.
Do you think I'll get a global distributor?
I'm gonna be mortified if I don't get a distributor.
I hope the distributor is classy.
She says Global Pet Expo, I swear to you, more times than I say like. It's like Global Pet Expo. It's like a tick. Global Pet Expo. GBE, Global Pet Expo. So the kids are like, you're an idiot, you know? So she's like...
yeah, literally. She's...
The kids are... You know how you're like, we made this kid together, you know? It's my sperm, your egg. Like, hopefully it comes out a little part of both of us, but then you come out Rhonda, you know? And you're like, how did this happen? These kids are totally quartz. They have his face. They have his height. They have, like, his...
His
unwavering disdain for their mother. Yeah. I mean, it is hilarious. The daughter literally did this to her. She was like...
And Cameron, like, starts talking to her daughter like it's Brandy. Why? Why would you say it's stupid?
She's like...
Why?
It's pink dog food.
She goes, because it's dumb. That's not very nice.
Why is that dumb? I just put down pink dog food. Now I'm going to be the baby basher. Okay? Last week I said I wasn't going to bash babies, but this week I'm bashing babies.
Yes.
They're all going to have quartz face.
So now Leanne goes over to...
I have to say one more thing. I'm so sorry. Just because I love Cameron. So if she's like, I have to go pee-pee. I'm like, we need 5 minutes on that, you know?
Yeah.
They're talking about how she... Like, this is a real job for her. She sets up her whole thing, and it really is just like... Sparkle dog food. And she tells the kids, Mommy's never going to have anything more important than you. Sparkle dog food will never take the place of you.
Although sparkle dog food doesn't call my idea stupid.
So she tells us why. She's like,
it's nice being married to who I'm married to and having the perks. But it's also very difficult. The West Cult women are involved in the community.
Yeah.
But yeah. Now I have a career. It's going to be a struggle with the family.
It's going to be hard splitting my time between my career and my other passion, which is my charity, which involves me pushing shopping carts back into the store. Someone has to do it.
That is the best charity I've ever heard. Now, those people I'll give a dollar to, okay? You got a clipboard? You want to sign people up to do that shit? Yes.
Well, you know that Cameron probably sits there at the Trader Joe's parking lot and is like, I'm sorry, sir, but you didn't put your cart back. I'm going to have to ask you to go back. And you're like, fuck this bitch.
This area is for tiny cars. This area is for larger cars.
I'm sorry, slower traffic to the right. She's just now, like, turning into a crossing guard. All right.
When you try and take the cart too far and the electric wheels stop, you know, she'll just be right there, like.
You shouldn't have tried that.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I thought you'd be smarter than that. You know, when you're in society, you know how far you can push your cart. But some people don't know.
So Leanne and Dandra, Leanne comes over to Dandra's house, and Leanne's like, someone left the door open, which...
Girl,
I hear that in my house. I hear Leanne's voice, like, someone left the door. I'm like, hitting the...
That was like... That was like the original line in The Shining, you know?
You know, getting down is so easy.
I know.
So they're making small talk, and they like to talk about their tongue.
Yeah.
And Dandra's petting her dog. Now, Dandra has already turned on Leanne. She just hasn't found the right monologue to do it on the show
yet.
So we haven't really seen what this is all about yet. But she's petting her dog, and she's making this face.
So has everything, has dogs.
And she's like, the dogs are great, I'll tell you this. Dixie's tongue is so dry, it refuses to go back in her mouth.
Yeah, they're always around bitches like you. Oh, did I say that loud? Are we going to fight yet?
When Dandra said, my mom has that. I mean...
Oh, I forgot to put on my Dee Simmons hat. There, it's my wig.
So Leanne's like, you tired? She's like, I'm tired. So then she's like, well, you know, we were skiing, and these bitches just want to stay up all night drinking and sleep 4 hours, and then, you know, they wake back up and start drinking again. I just can't live like that. No, not Miss Leanne. I get up and I care for people. It's what I do.
That's right, charities.
Charities.
Your charity world is over, DeAndre. You didn't start it yet.
And we also know it's because of Adderall. So I didn't know if she was making like a...
Well, also...
I didn't know if that was veiled. You know, like, I can't do that because I'm not an Adderall addict. Like...
Nice Colorado pun, veiled. Anyway, were you guys mad when on Southern Charm 2 seasons ago when Landon bashed Vail or something? By the way, also, thank you to the state of Colorado for having a good transportation network, so that way Bethany could fly back for Jill's, Thank you. So Leanne asked the question that she knows is going to piss off DeAndre. She's like, so, how's work going? And DeAndre's just like, you fucking bitch, you fucking darn my fucking mother right now.
Well, it's hard because I have to take this business that I've been building, Leanne. I've been building it for years and years and years, but I got to take this business, I got to take the money, I got to find investors, and I got to rebuild it. All because of soft pouches. Okay? So that's how I'm doing. That is how I'm doing. I'm hating hard pouches. All right?
Hitting hard pouches. Hard pouches my dog. So, So now Leanne starts talking about the engagement and stuff, and there's still no date. And, like, Deandra is, like, way too hung up on this. Like, she's kind of, like, obsessed. She's like, it sounds to me like they're buying time. They're buying time. And I'm like, seriously, like, honestly, chill out. There are, like, bigger things in life than when Leanne and Rich are going to get married. Am I right?
It's so funny, though, watching. Because Leanne's really trying to, like, because this is a fight. So Leanne's, like, trying to make up. She's like... Yeah, she does that. She's like, now, Rich and I talk about getting married. Deandra's like, she's petting her dog so hard. She's like, with stank face on her. She's like, and he said yes, and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, but then he asked me to marry him again. And she's just waiting for Deandra to be like, ah, you know, like a girlfriend is supposed to, even though he knows bullshit. So she's like, and Deandra's like,
just got her mascara going. Leanne's like, the eyelash is just getting in Leanne's face. I feel like I'm in a car wash right now.
And Deandra's face, Ben, I made a screenshot. I can't show it here because we don't have a video thing, but I just wanted to show Ben this face.
It's like, a good face.
It's so little.
You guys, look.
It's literally that, right? She's like...
She's like practicing her Mama D face.
I mean, it is so funny that she literally... I was like, literally, show the picture. And I added it. I Googled. I was like, how do I add a picture?
So, and now things start to pivot. This is when things start to get actually interesting.
You ain't gonna pull something past Deandra. You ain't gonna pull something past Deandra. Deandra's like, oh, really? When's the date? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man, we didn't get a date yet.
So then Deandra's birthday is gonna be the next day, and guess what? Brandy has arranged for them all to go to the rodeo, and you just see, like, Leanne's eyes turn into fire. Oh, okay, Brandy, your new best friend, Brandy, your birthday, okay. That sounds good, I'm totally cool with that. I'm totally, totally cool with that. Is that a trolley? Am I making trolley noises? I don't know what to do.
I said I've forgiven the bitches in this group, not the bulls. Because, you know, Leanne's been in a fight with, like, 5 bulls. Yeah. You know? Fucking Leanne fights with everybody.
Yeah.
So
now Leanne basically tells Deandra, like, listen, I love Brandy. She is great.
Oh,
I'm so
Brandy,
happy for you.
Brandy's amazing, isn't she?
She is amazing. She controls those children so well.
So glad that you two become friends, simpatico.
So happy.
Right.
But not to be dramatic or anything, but my heart has been hurt and shredded by her. She knows that you and I have deep foundations, and she's going to use that foundation against us. Literally, she's talking about the makeup on my face. She's going to take away our makeup.
And Deandra's like, well, as my grandma always used to say, the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding.
Yes, your grandma made that up.
That's what we do in my family. Okay, that's what big families do. They come up with memes.
It's like my grandma always said, can't cry over spilt milk. Am I right? It's classic Simmons.
My grandma coined the phrase, waste not, want not.
My grandma coined the phrase, that's the way the cookie crumbles, and then my mom coined the phrase, and don't eat that crumbled cookie, Deandra.
Remember when my grandma once coined the phrase, I'm prettier than you even though I'm old. Okay, you're going to have to learn how to deal with it. Okay, little granddaughter, now go back out there and play and be ugly. Go on.
It's okay that you're jealous of me.
Yeah. So Leanne goes, you know what?
All the lights go out in the house. You just turned off my DVR, Leanne. It's not my fault. Now I'll never know how that Judge Judy episode ends.
So then Leanne comes in for the kill. Now, Leanne, read a room. I mean, read a room. Deandra's dog is now bald. There's no hair left on the dog. She has been petting that dog with such aggression. There's hair everywhere. It's just all over it's flying in the air with the wind. Read a room. So she's like, you know what? I wasn't going to say anything to you because I don't want it to sound like, well, I don't want it to seem like, well, she doesn't want to be friends. She's going to be jealous. Roll the ass, pulling out a switchblade, cut that girl's throat and watch her bleed all over the ground. I don't want it to seem like that. I don't want it to seem like I'm going to rip that, grab that ginger by her ears and twist her head. Twist her head until her eyes pop out and pull it off and throw like it's just another little rolled up piece of newspaper at a football game. I don't want you to think that. I don't want you to think that. But that girl will hurt you. She will hurt you.
And you know what? Leanne's right, by the way.
Leanne's right.
Wait, I have a question. I wanted to like figure out like where people stand. Are people pro Brandy or anti Brandy? Where are you guys? Pro? Anti? And more importantly, getting back to last week's big debate, who is the queen of the group? Is it Deandra? Or is it Leanne? Just want to check.
I believe in co-queendoms. And I like Deandra. And I want Deandra to
stand
around.
I love Deandra.
And my issue is, on these housewives shows especially, you pick a bitch, you stick with your bitch.
Yeah.
Okay? That's it. Yeah. You're on a housewives show. No matter who you picked or who you are, both y'all's bitches crazy. Okay, that's why you were hired. Deal with it. Leanne's going to murder somebody. You're going to have to pay the bail until the trial comes.
Yeah.
Deandra's going to call you crying about her mom being mean to her. And you're going to have to just sit there and pretend you're listening while you're, you know, pausing Murder, She Wrote or whatever the hell you're doing at home. Okay?
Yeah.
Be true.
So now it's...
She ain't gonna trust you. She's using you to get to me, and then she's gonna shred me. And Deandra's like, I'm a big girl, mama, and if I'm gonna use salt patches, I will get my own investors, and that is it.
Hard knock, good morning to you, Leanne. See your way out of this L22. So
they show a clip of the fight between Brandy and Leanne. And it was at Leanne's engagement party when Brandy was like, oh, you just got donged, bitch.
Yes, you.
So sorry for Ben. No, seriously, shut up. No, I love you.
We love you.
Here's a pecan duck in your head. Where was I? God damn all this donging. Okay, Brandy, they show a clip of why Leanne and Brandy have been fighting, and it's a clip of Leanne just being mean, you know, because Brandy's like, you said you were going to kill her, and you were going to kill me, and you were going to slit Marie's throat, and you were going to take the windows out of the trolley and fuck them in their face. And she's like, how dare you? I love clips on this show, because Leanne is really playing possum right now. I need to see Leanne break a bottle and try
how
to murder
somebody.
How dare
you compare her to Tamra Judge? So now it's the next day. It's finally Deandra's birthday. Everyone's getting ready to go to the rodeo. Everyone's showing up at Deandra's place first. She got a little platter of tequila shots and everything. So Cameron shows up first in her rodeo outfit. She's wearing pink boots. And I don't even have the vocabulary, the fashion vocabulary. The best I could do was it a cinched muumuu? What was it? A kimono, like a deconstructed kimono?
It wasn't a muumuu. Well, I mean, she's just
did she
so
find
long
a fitted sheet?
I think of muumuus as like
what
my
was it?
Is
it what's it called?
Outfit.
It
a
was
prairie
a prairie
dress.
Dress.
Yeah, it was a prairie dress. That's very good.
Oh,
bless her heart. I mean, she just has to go to the Tall and Tall store.
But actually,
I feel bad. You know, I feel bad for her.
But actually, my favorite thing that she was wearing were her sunglasses. It looked like the no whammies board on Press Your Luck.
They were this big. They were like this big. They were like on each side of her face, like this big, with the diamonds.
Yeah.
No whammies.
Yeah.
No whammies.
I got a whammy. Why would you give me a whammy? Why would you tell me not to get one?
I said no whammy.
So Brandy comes. So everyone starts joining. Brandy shows up. She's like, I have the best mom in the world. She's babysitting for me right now. And I can come out and party. I'm like, so you make us sit through all these endless scenes of like, oh, it's so hard to be a mom. And it's like, oh, yeah, and by the way, my mom's going to come and just like take care of the kids. Why?
It's hard to be a mom of these babies, but it's even harder for my mom.
Also, in the clips for next week, they're like, the social worker's coming. The social worker's coming.
Wonder who called her. See Leanne like, on the phone.
Hope your mom doesn't have your iCal open, bitch. Because it's like out drinking and vacationing with people all the time.
I also like that there was like a random lady there named Joyce. They're like, oh, and Joyce.
I was so worried for her. I mean, Didn't anybody else feel worried? Whenever I meet anyone in real life named Joyce after Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, I'm like... Oh.
Fuck that. After Three's Company, Joyce DeWitt.
And Joyce DeWitt.
And
like,
Joyce
it never
DeWitt.
Works out.
You guys, special guest tonight... Joyce DeWitt. She comes on. She comes on, just starts talking like inside the actor's studio. Like, well, walking through that door was difficult. I really had to get into the character of a woman who has a strange haircut.
When Mr. Furley thought that Jack was fucking that tree,
I had to visualize an elm.
That was a lot of physical comedy. Sorry you couldn't
hear
that.
By the way, also...
Audience.
I'm sorry for all the buzzing, because literally, like, I am like a lightning rod, and every time I touch my laptop...
Do you have more sound things? Maybe you can just unplug the sound part.
It's the Denver static.
The static, the high elevation.
Wait, I'm going to try to pull out a plug. We fixed it. You guys...
I'm a man, okay?
I gave up my powers for you.
You hit it, you unplug it, or you drink enough that you don't give a fuck no more.
Listen, I don't know what was going on with my hands, but they're just hands. And they work quite well.
So now we've got Cam and her insane, huge press your luck sunglasses. And then... we've got Leanne in her mocking dandruff butterfly glasses.
I know.
They're literal butterflies out to here. They're huge. It's like, blunk, blunk. We're going to the rodeo. I can't believe it.
I call them my mascara hats.
And Dandruff explained,
in Texas, going to the rodeo is part of the culture. Okay? It's part of the culture.
Really? No shit, Sherlock. I'm like mad.
We had a box at the rodeo. I mean, who has a box? We do.
And then we get a picture of, like, all generations of these women standing in terrible Laura Ashley dresses and, like, claw hair. And me and my sister totally have those pictures.
Yeah.
They're not from the rodeo, but every poor sucker who grew up
in Texas. How many times did Dee drag Deandra into that Sears to take those photos, right? Like, how many? I mean, they've shown so many photos. Like, there's never an old one. Like, it's always a new photo of them in, like, a matching, like... Weeping Willow printed shirt, you know?
And in the picture, I don't know if y'all noticed, but Dee makes Deandra, young Deandra, stand right under the thermostat in the picture. And you know she had to stand there every year. It's like, all right, that's enough for me. All right, say please and thank you. All right, that's enough, slut.
So the women all pile into the car to go to the rodeo, and they're like, so Cameron, is this your first time going to the rodeo or something like that? She's like, no, I've been to the stockyards. And I remember seeing bulls. They're like, what? Bulls.
What?
Bulls. You know, bulls. I'm really hoping that today I see a lot of bulls and distributors.
Bulls? Bull distributors.
Have you ever gone to a good bullfight?
Is that like when you go to Green Barrel and smash things?
No.
A bull's like this. A bull's like this, okay? This is a bull. That's a bull. Bobble. Bobble. Bobble.
Bubbly.
Me and my sister were watching and cracking up together because my mom has this friend, Nora, who I've talked about, who she's always like, oh my God, I love the color red, isn't it? Like she always says, isn't it, after everything. And one time we were playing cards and she's like, oh, you guys, you know here? Like, I learned the language. It's so good to know the language. But you guys have these words. It's like one word, but it means so many different things. Like, you have... they're like, what are you talking about? We don't have... Like, Spanish is way worse for that, you know? And it's like, no. Like, you have the word chip, like you eat a chip. You have the word chip, like you travel on a chip. If you don't want to spend a lot of money, your chip. And they're like, and I swear to God, that is true. So when this happened, Carly and I were both like, yes, Nora. Yes, bitch, isn't it? My God.
So I think somewhere around here, I just wrote down that Cameron's talking about how Deandra shoved a Keurig pod up her ass. And the funny thing is, when they showed, that was last week, I think, right? There was like the whole beauty pageant thing. And remember, I think I even said it on the podcast, I was like, I thought the episode would be over, and then they tacked on this random scene of Deandra like doing the talent portion of their beauty contest, and there was like the thing with a cup or whatever, like, okay. And what I'm loving is that we are starting to see that this Keurig cup is going to be the backbone of like the next four episodes. You stuck a K-cup up your ass.
And she just keeps saying, K-cup.
I was like, what's a K-cup?
And she gets herself more and more of, you know, yeah, the Keurig cup, yeah?
It's like her own personal K-cup is going up the ass.
Yeah. Make it backwards. It's hard to make it in the K-cup market.
I mean, at least have some decency and use a Nescafe.
And Cameron's like, well, I've been around horses my whole life. My dad was a polo player. Well, that explains a lot. We all marry our fathers, don't we? Girl. I mean, if Court was sitting on a horse, it would all make sense, I'm telling you.
Well, polo is actually one of the most dangerous sports in the entire world.
How dare you?
Well, I can testify to that!
There's football brain and there's polo brain.
A lady does not stick a K-cup up her ass unless she asks me to do it for her.
So then they're sitting there and like, here's the thing, what's great about this episode for me, you know, like, because we were talking before and you were like, there was not a lot of like fighting happened, but there was like lots of like super subtle passive aggressive like territory claiming, because then like they're all talking about this K-cup thing or whatever, and Brandy turns to Deandra and's like, I love it when you're yourself and you just don't care, which is like, aka, I'm winning you now. And Leanne's like,
and like, Leanne's little, oh, well, I can't stay up after just 4 hours a night of drinking, like some people, like, yeah. So much like Texas little baby.
Yeah,
thing, you know?
And like the world of passive aggression, that was like taking a saber and just like slicing someone's head off. I was like, yes, that's how I respond. That's how I operate in life. Very passive aggressively with very, very subtle things that really no one picks up on except for me, but I get so satisfied when I say them. Like the smallest shit. I think like today I said something like, oh, that's a cool bowl. And I was like, yes! I got it out. And then I was like, what? It's
like, what adequate service you gave us. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, anyway, one's mad.
So now they get to the rodeo and there's like a parade of bowls. And they're just watching it, and Cameron's like, oh my God, they're so cute. Yeah. Those are cute.
She's shocked to see bowls. Like, she's never seen a bowl before. She's like,
whoa.
They're cute.
They're not even on leashes.
Leashes on them.
Do you think they'd like some pink bowl food?
Yeah. They should do laps.
Yeah. Are they going to come back? Like, so, if the bull comes back, you're in trouble.
I know, you're the closest thing to red here, you know? Like, seeing pink. So, they go into a bar. Now, Brand, we're entering a section where I'm just going to be filled with rage. Because I think Brandy's an awful human being, and someone needs to stop her. Okay? Here it is. She's not a good friend. She's not a good person. She's not a very good housewife. She's just not good. Get her out of my face with your fart jokes and... I told you. I warned you. I warned you rage isn't coming. Here's why. This whole thing is mocking people for being older than her. She's got a lot of like 50-year-old lady jokes, which, bitch, who do you think I watch on YouTube?
Yeah. Who do you think I am?
And who do you think I am? Exactly. I'm like, don't hurt Liza. You know, like I get like obsessed and mad. But then she's also the one who's traveled with a fucking funnel in her purse. That's as big as her head, so she could do beer bong shots. Like, who's trying to be younger now, skank?
Well,
I'm sorry, but I was mad. I feel better now, though.
No,
thank
that was
you.
Good. You had to get out. Just like, it was like when I shamed that bowl, an actual bowl. Yeah, go grab that Tito's. Yeah, so she brings a beer bottle. The thing is with Brandy, what bothers me, I don't hate her as much as Rhino is. I'm like, whatever, but I'm just like not on her team. But what bothers me is that like she thinks this is like hilarious. And it's not. It's like a beer bottle. It's like you brought a funnel. It's like, okay, like if I saw someone bring a funnel to a bar, I'd be like, what is wrong with you? Like, you're like an adult.
Now, if I saw someone bring a funnel to the bar, I'd be like, what an insecure, needy person.
Yeah.
I'm fucking them later, okay?
Because I'm a man.
So, yeah, Leanne's like, you just carry around a funnel? Why did I not think of that shit?
But this is great because this is where, you know, Leanne has spent the first half of this episode being indignant, like, well, I roll. But now this is when she's like, well, if you can't beat him, join him. So now they're like, now they're going to start doing this beer bong, you know?
Cameron's
so,
like, oh, no. I've never done beer bongs.
No. I did a champagne bong in college. Bong. Which, by the way, if you've ever actually done a beer bong, that's a champagne bong is 10 times worse.
Yeah. She's like, and crystal meth beer. Bongs? Totally. Beer, ew. So, Brandy's like, your turn, Leanne, she says Dandra, and of course Dandra's just like desperate at this point, like she's like, manic, she's like, yeah, oh, beer bombs, I love to do beer bombs. Here,
I'm at the popular girls now, I'm at the lunch table now, look at me now, mother.
Like she takes a whole keg of beer, you know, just trying to impress a young person. I'm like, this is so awkward.
You know that, like, Deandra's the type that, like, lifts up that funnel, and when she puts it down, Dee's face is right there being like, what are you doing, Missy? He's like, ah! You know. It's like my greatest nightmare. You know, do you know how many times Dee Simmons appears in her mirror horror movie style? You know that thing like, well, just me at home at night, gonna just splash some water on the face. Like, Dee Simmons! Ah! Hard night, good morning.
Leanne's like, all right, I know no one asked, but I'd love to do some beer bong. Let's do some beer.
This is when Brandy's like, it must be sad feeling left out at 51. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. She's just not nice. But then Leanne is so, like, desperate because this, the episodes leading up to this, Leanne's like, I'm not drinking because these ladies don't want me to be crazy and threaten to slit their throats, so I'm just not going to drink. And now it's, you know, I don't know if anyone's ever, like, gone through withdrawals where you quit something or you're trying to overcome addiction and you, all this time you've been telling yourself, the most horrible thing is addiction. And the reason I do this and the reason I have these feelings is because of addiction. The reason Brandy's a dick is because I'm addicted and it just makes me want to slit her throat. And then you're sober and you realize, no. It doesn't matter if I'm drunk or sober. A bitch is a bitch. That girl is a bitch. So she's like, fuck it, I'm drinking. Good for you. Welcome back, bitch.
And thank God for that because Leanne does the beer bong. And then let's see if I can actually make an authentic one. I wasn't going to chug the whole thing. For that, I would need a proper pint glass.
Oh.
I was trying to get up enough to make a burp. I was trying to get enough Bud Light in me to do a burp, but... Either way, this is Leanne. This is my attempt at Leanne burping.
Yeah!
With red eyes start flying up.
Pterodactyls come flying up from the earth.
Don't ever give her beer again.
What were those noises? Her head starts going around in circles.
Girl, no. And she's like, it's like water. Yes, like whales mating. Totally. Oh my God, that's so beautiful when they do that. I'm never eating an animal again. You're all killers. So Deandra's like,
well, Leanne just can't keep up with me, Brandy. I just can't do it.
Like, oh, Deandra.
Okay, Deandra got a seat at the popular girls table, and now she is, like, fully doing, like, Lilo on Mean Girls, you know.
Girl. Growing up in El Paso, Texas, I saw reality shows before they came out, okay? EP, bitch. Smoking at the Chola Wall. Some new Chola would come up every 6 months or so and try to dethrone the main Chola bitch. The first person to Sharpie on triangles to their eyebrows wins. You're not going to beat her, Deandra. I get that you're fun. You can yell. You're a queen in your own way. But you're not dethroning Leanne. She will kill you.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I want Leanne to go back to the days of the crazy blush, because that was like her battle paint. She's like, I'm going into war. She's basically doing like the Matthew McConaughey thing. What was that? Like, yes. What is that thing?
Apocalypse win? No, bitch! So, next is the obligatory mechanical bowl scene, right?
Yeah.
So, honestly, we're going to make fun of Cameron a lot, I'm sure, right now. But did anybody else think that this was like the sweetest bowl they've ever seen? I saw it and I was like, what an adorable little calm bowl. It's just like so cute. And
it was
mechanical. So Brandy, who's just told us last week that she's only had sex with one man in her entire life, even as a Dallas cheerleader, LOL. Okay. Okay. And I'm not shaming it either. I'm just saying, like, why would you waste time as a cheerleader to fuck Brian? I mean, it's like you've just been given an entire buffet of dick. So anyway, she's like, this isn't my first rodeo. And I was like, well, that's baby steps.
And then Deandra's like, the difference between Rod and Bull and my husband is that I'm usually facing the other way. Look at that picture of my mother. Oh, no.
Did that make anybody else sad when she said that? Didn't it make you kind of sad? He's like, face the wall, baby, face the wall. Like,
now that you say it, yeah.
God.
I came L22 times. So then it's time for Leanne. Leanne's like, all right, I'm going to win her over. And the first step is do aerobics. And she jumps on that bull like she's Carrie Strug. She's like, aah! She is like, boom.
She just picks up the bull like she's in that stupid class where you just pick up random shit like big tires. What is that?
CrossFit,
yeah. She's like,
you know, later that night, like, that mechanical bull went and told its other mechanical bull friends, like, yeah, I had a hard day. I rode a Leanne today. It was hard.
She's like, if you can't crush a man's chest with your thighs, you ain't riding a bull.
When is our wedding date, bull?
And then Cameron is like, everyone else got on the bull. I don't want to be a party pooper. Hi, bull. She's like,
it's
watching
nice
Cameron get on a fucking bull. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. The only thing better, should we try to...
You want to be the bull?
I don't want to be the bull. You get, no, you just use that as the bull.
Okay, you be Leanne.
Okay. I'll be Leanne. I guess I'll be observing. I don't know. We're just two cams up here. We're gonna protect the laptop. And that's why I wasn't the bull. For people who have not do not have the privilege of being here, Ronnie is now fully on the ground. About to pull...
Okay, so she finally gets up.
It's a full contact podcast.
No, this is her. This is her on the board. This is her when she gets up. She's like... Never moves faster than this.
I can't. I am going to fall.
And that's why you gotta come to a live show, people. I'm always trying to sell those tickets. Always trying to sell those tickets.
Guys, weren't those guys who were making the bowl go so nice? They didn't even move the bowl. It was like... Leanne's like, I can ride a bowl. And they're like... And she's off. Like went home with a brain aneurysm, you know?
The guy wasn't even operating the bowl when Leanne was on. She was just pulling at it enough that threw her off.
The bowl was just trying to get away. Yeah. It was like...
So I liked Cam's response. Her big takeaway, she goes... Being on a wild moving animal, it's making me feel one with the rodeo. I'm wondering how long it took anyone to break her heart. I don't know, it was a robot. You were on a robot the entire time. So now they go off the rodeo. It's like, rodeo, rodeo, rodeo. And then we then cut to Carrie. Back at the house, she's like getting her house redone by Annie Lennox or something.
I wrote Tabitha,
Annie Lennox, and Judy Dench.
Closet's ready, bitch. All right, listen here. You can run a closet like you can run a marathon, fatty. Not much. All right, not much.
Not much. So these people, They're modeling their closet after a Fendi store downtown. Like, enough. Like, that's just ridiculous. Just make a closet. Get some hangers and a pole. And, like, some shelf. Go to the Container Store like all the rest of us do. And enjoy. Like, a Fendi store, that's just, like, obnoxious. Because you're not a Fendi store, okay? And then what's even worse is that Mark is getting a Multani stove or whatever. It's a $75,000 stove. That's only professionals, and since he likes to cook, he's gonna get a professional grade stove. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm sorry.
And it should be fun, you know? It should be fun watching people spend a lot of money on stupid things. But the fact, look, I believe in marriage, okay? And when people get married, I kind of want it to work, even when they're horrible human beings. But when all you can talk about are closets, when everybody says your husband is gay, it's just, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is not an episode you want to wave red flags in. There are bulls in this episode.
A flaming stovetop doesn't help either.
Yeah, fuck you and your stupid stovetop. And then she's like, oh, we saw him in Italy. And Mark was like, totally into the stove. So I was like, okay. I mean, because my closet's going to cost a gazillion dollars. So, okay, Mark. But don't you think it's going to be a little hot? Because it's not like a regulated stove, you know? You get your stove from Best Buy, even the most expensive one, it can only go so high. You know why? Because your house will burn fucking down, okay? This is America. Our houses are made out of paper and, like, glue.
Yeah.
It's not Italy where everything's stone, okay?
You don't need, like, a $75,000 stovetop to saute some mushrooms. I'm sorry.
Your stove shouldn't cost more than your face.
And then...
It's a general rule. Okay? You're going to melt all the work that you paid for.
The wisdom.
You know what I mean?
The wisdom that we take. And then Carrie just decides that she's going to wedge in a storyline. She's like, you know, buying this new stovetop and going to the Fendi store makes me really want to repair relationships, my strained relationship with my dad. Where'd that come from?
I think she's really saying my dad's always been a fucking asshole to me, and I want him to sit here and look at my $100,000 stove.
Look at the
and
money.
And then I want him
Thank
to
you.
Come upstairs into She's... my $100,000 closet. And then I want to say goodbye, you deadbeat motherfucker. Get out.
And
go
then
back
she
to
is
home.
Going to burn down the house. She's like, I want you to see all the money that we have and that we are willingly going to burn with our stove. Just so you see that, Dad. Anyway.
Thank God that's over.
Oh, am I right?
So then we go back to drinking at the pool place.
Yeah.
So Dan was like, congratulations, this is going to be the best birthday ever. I just feel it. It's going to be the best birthday ever, you guys. And Dee calls. She's like, fuck you. You think you're not a student?
You've accomplished nothing. Happy birthday. So Cameron, like, they're all sitting around, and Cameron asks Brandy, like, so, how's it feel to be with us without Carrie and Steph? Yeah. And Brandy's like,
is it hard? Do you feel different?
Do you feel classier? So Brandy's like, she has like the bitchiest response. She's like, well, you know, the girls are just different, and I feel like I'm just like, I bring out a lot more fun when I'm around you guys.
And Leanne goes, versus who?
And she's like, well, you know how you are in some kind of high society. Okay, look, Brandy is right. You know, it's annoying hanging around all those charity bitches. And I remember the first season when Leanne's trying to pretend she's all fancy because she's like a charity broker or whatever she does. I get it. It's obnoxious. And I think she's right. But your personality is that horrible that I would now rather see Heidi, in that 80-year-old lady in her crazy rock t-shirts, like being mean to people. I'd rather see her snotty ass than your whisper ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So shame on you for doing that to me.
Wasn't it Heidi who shamed Carrie, who was like, you want to have another enchilada? And Carrie's like, I gotta leave this party.
Yeah.
That's
like,
how
well,
I tell
her. I heard, honey, that your husband slept with his nanny and his nanny was you, or whatever she said.
So now Cameron has really one of my favorite monologues of the episode. She's like, I always want to have a high standard for myself. In the Westcott family, okay, wait, we're getting signals. Ronnie, your drink is here.
Oh, you guys, oh my God. Oh, it's water, thank you. Monologue.
In the Westcott family, we hold each other accountable. And if I ever did what Deandra Simmons did, putting plastic in my butt, I would never forgive myself for that.
And it just
the
starts
the beer that she has, the beer.
If my mother saw that, I'm like, your mother-in-law is about to watch footage of you getting on that bowl. One of the saddest dresses. I mean, at this point, I feel like even your mother-in-law is like, please shit out a K-cup. Please. I mean, it would help the charity. If you're going to make us all look stupid anyway on TV, go all the way and let's, like, fight cancer.
Yeah.
You know? Get our charity some checks.
Would you like hazelnut or French vanilla?
I call them K-cups because I'm like, K... Whatever. So Leanne's like, all right, look, Brandy, one thing you don't understand is that if you come from a legacy family like Simmons or Westcott, you're watched closer than if you're just some ginger trailer trick from Plano, okay? You gotta enter society to understand what's in the store. Do you understand what I'm saying? And Brandy's like, she is trying to pretend that she's one of these people. No, now here's the thing. Leanne knows she ain't one of the people. She makes commissions off whoever she hooks up in these charities as a charity broker. It's like, as a waiter, I talk to my guests. I don't think I'm one of my guests. Yeah. I don't eat their food, but I still talk to them, you know?
Yeah.
It's called having a job, Brandy. Try it.
Yeah. So Cameron now bares her soul, and she's like, there's a lot of pressure for sure.
Yeah.
But the people I surround myself with, like various distributors, they're like me, so I don't feel that much pressure. Because Dallas society is very conservative. And fortunately, I am conservative, so I fit right in.
Fortunately, I am too.
I mean, she's basically, she wasn't saying it like a political conservative. She's basically saying, like, luckily, all my friends are prudes, and I'm a prude. So we can all be prudes together. Yeah. I'm like, wow. I like that.
When everybody has a stick up your ass, you don't just feel like a popsicle alone. You're like a popsicle in a pack.
We're a variety pack, but we're still all popsicles.
Yes. And so Dandra's like, well, I understand. Because I feel that pressure too. Mm. And it is so difficult being in this kind of life. When you feel pressure like that, mother. And I'm ready to be me. I'm ready to be me. I'm like, no, you're not. You're ready to take a product that already existed under your mother's umbrella and put it in a plastic pouch, bitch. It's not like you're coming out with slap bracelets or something new for you. You know,
we are not doing a pouch, okay?
We're not doing a pouch.
Jars. We're only doing jars. No pouches.
Okay, so they
start talking
about
this. Did you just have a Dorinda
moment? Himmy.
Yeah, I heard you go, yeah.
You know, when I laugh. It's like, we told these guys, it was a dumb episode. We'll probably be here 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Look, I was like, what time is it? I just looked at my time, and I was like, oh, my God. Okay.
There's not much left, though. There's
no, I'm
left.
Not complaining, but that's when I start going, I'm like, like, towards the end. It's like right before the...
So Deandra's talking about, like, society and everything, and she's like, the best piece of advice my dad gave me was, have fun. Be the fun person you are. And I miss him every day. I'm like, did you hear what he just said? You're crying. I'm trying to be the fun person. My dad said, I'm the fun person. Fun. They're like, thanks, Deandra.
When my daddy passed away, I decided now is the time to take his advice. I was like, no, it's not. It was when he was alive. He was saying, stop being so stuck up and go out and have some goddamn fun. And then she dies. Like, well, he doesn't get to enjoy that.
Just pointing that out.
So Brandy's like, well, I could never be part of high society. Like, I could never do that. And I'm like, yeah, no, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Good call.
Cheerleader.
So, Leanne is now very concerned about Deandra. She's very alarmed about the path that Deandra is going down with under Brandy's tutelage. She's like, I'm a little concerned with Deandra behaving like Brandy because she grew up in a society that uplifted her, and now she's just turning her butt cheeks and letting a cake cup drop out on top of all of them. I was like, that's not quite the metaphor I would have gone for, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Brandy's like, Deandra, for your birthday, I know you really like this necklace, and it was too expensive for you to buy with the other $5,000 you spent. So once you went outside, I asked for the guys to have it free, which is why I'm going to say their store name again right now. I love the candy at Central Market. Send it to me. And so I'm going to give this to you so that you can understand what it's like to be yourself for one time in your life.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's from our store.
Oh, my God.
Leanne, her just head just rolls off at that point.
Leanne.
She's like, my head separated from my own body. And then I shat on it.
I can't even. I can't even.
I'm going to go find that Ichabod Crane and kill him right now.
You like
I'm
that,
making so many horror movie references tonight. I don't know what it is. It's a spooky podcast.
So Deandra immediately falls for it. And Leanne's like, huh, guess what Cameron's real good at? They're like, sitting on sticks? No. Judging anything? No. Well, we know it ain't sucking dick. Okay, I'll tell you. Playing basketball at those basketball machines. Come on, Cameron. So they go to play those little basketball machines.
I love sport.
And God, those basketballs don't even have leashes on. So now
did somebody say something about a basket? I swear. Think about it.
We are not taking the baskets out of basketball hoops, Dandra. So they're, Cameron and Leanne are playing basketball, and Deandra and Brandy are over there. Is there another one? I don't remember. Who cares? So there's, Deandra's like,
Joyce!
Oh
Joyce, how dare
Joyce,
you?
Of course.
Joyce.
Of course.
Hashtag justice for Joyce.
Joyce, the friendly idiot ghost, as she is on every other show. So, Deandra's like, It's been the best birthday ever, and we bonded with this $2,000 necklace. Now I gotta tell you, Leanne said not to be friends with you. You are dangerous, and you're gonna kill somebody.
I was like, here we go again. She really did. I mean, that was a sort of, that was a dick move.
That was
move.
A slap
I'm
in the back.
Sorry.
That was your best friend, young lady.
She threw for a friendship she just made a week ago with Brandy. I did not appreciate that, personally.
And
you
Brandy
know what?
Brandy goes, you know what? Leanne saying those things about me, like just a second after we made up, is a real slap in the face. I'm like, oh no, you know what a slap in the face is? A real slap in the face, and you're gonna get it, bitch. And I can't wait to see you get it.
And then Brandy, now Brandy's suddenly the victim. She goes, I thought we were moving forward, so why are you encouraging other people not to be friends with me? I'm like, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I have a memory of last season when you and Leanne were friends, and then you started becoming friends with Steph, and then you told Steph, oh, Leanne said I shouldn't be friends with you. So let's not forget that you did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I got it right, but I feel like it's right.
So then we go over to Leanne and Cameron, who's shooting basketball like this.
What?
And Leanne's like, I beat you! So they're talking. She's like, all right, enough of this.
What do you think of that bullshit with Brandy and Danger and...
And Cameron goes,
one thing that Dandra doesn't understand is you are who you associate with.
I'm like, that's all well and good, but you're doing a scene with a woman who literally assaulted a trolley.
If Deandra's forgetting where she came from. If Deandra continues to hang out with Brandy, what's next? I'm just like, cut to Deandra robbing a bank, you know? That's a slippery slope.
Oh my god, we are so bonded. We are so bonded. We are such cool girls.
Let's drive into that canyon.
So they get back together and they start doing line dancing. And Leanne is like, fuck this. I'm just going to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do? Hang out with a giraffe the whole time? I mean, Jesus Christ. She tried to lecture a basketball hoop. I'm getting fucked up. I don't care. So Leanne just starts getting to be Leanne, which welcome
shots.
Home, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Good God. I mean, if a bar hasn't been mopped up by Leanne's weave, Leanne hasn't really been there.
Yeah. So Leanne does the best. She's like, there's only one way to cock block Brandy, and that is to physically get in her way. So she gets up, and she's just... What do you think about that, Brandy? I can move too. Dandra's like,
You have a ginormous nuts. I never knew that.
Well, it's the thrill of portraying Leanne.
Your pelvis bone was up here and your nut was down here. Like, that's crazy.
My
sorry, the husband's like, he's like checking his fantasy football.
He's checking his
sorry.
Fantasy football. I know that because we talked about it earlier.
I mean, there hasn't been that
How's
much.
How's it doing? How's your
Surely
guy doing?
Surely you thought the whole show would be that, right? Oh, I love you, head
He's
twin.
Losing.
Quiet down over there. Quiet down.
I play dance football, too. There's actually a Crappens Fantasy League,
quiet
actually.
Quiet down.
Quiet down,
quiet down. We're on the home stretch
One last
here.
Time.
Mimicker.
Mimicker.
Mimicker. Mimicker. Mimicker.
Mimicker. I can meditate, and I know the board. Rich is like in the corner. We forgot to mention that Rich said the reason why he doesn't have a date yet for the wedding is he's scared of Leanne.
That really did feel good though, right? That was a cleansing mimicker.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now we go back to Brandy's house. God damn it. I was just in the middle of a trance.
Wait, wait.
A little...
We can't just... We do have to talk about the fact that the land... land
hold
then
on,
got
hold on,
the...
on. I've spilled out the raid.
Come back in.
All right. I'm holding
she was?
It.
No. Afterwards, afterwards.
Continue,
yeah.
Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stop getting distracted. Stop. What's distracting you? What is it? What's distracting you, Ben?
I've got to hit the meditation bowl
again.
Okay,
don't start me again. I'm telling you. It's a cue.
Anyway, so after this lap dance, truly a great moment, the most gif-able moment of the episode is that Leanne gets on the dance floor and an effort to out Brandy. There's not even enough room to do it here. No, there's no room.
Yeah, we have to do it.
She starts doing these, like, yoga. You do it over there. You do it. She starts doing, like, yoga dance. I don't know. She had her legs behind her ears. She was rolling around.
What are you even doing? It's not. It doesn't look fun. It's like painful what she's doing.
It's like she's like. And we know what's on those floors. Anyway.
Hard.
And then Leanne.
Leanne, that's enough.
Then Leanne, once she's done with her dancing, she just drapes herself over Deandra and she goes, "Man, oh man, my bitch, she's mine."
Her eyelash just jumps from her eye to Deandra's weave. Man.
I just...
Man.
The only thing that could have made it better is if she mounted Deandra like she did that bull. Like, woo!
She did. She fucked... Remember, she did the lap dance for Deandra. Which, you know,
so
we're
now,
not
going to
do.
So now
next.
Wah, wah, rage. Bring it back.
Rage.
So now...
Wah, wah.
So now Stephanie shows up. We finally see the next day, and Stephanie shows up. She's like, usually I just walk in, but your door was locked. I have no boundaries.
Isn't that a storytelling wrap-up when that scene with Andra starts with Leanne like, someone left their door unlocked, and now the last scene ends with her being like, oh my God, your door's locked. It's like Texas, you know, the Real Housewives of Texas. Door lock stories, you know? It's like they all come to a close. This show's art. This show is high art.
Yeah. So Stephanie gets there, and she starts talking about Italy, and she starts talking about how she was doing some sort of, like... She starts doing some sort of...
Stephanie, she's like, oh my God, Italy was amazing. You won't believe it. They have streets made out of bricks, but they're not real bricks. They're like these, like... curvy bricks? They're so weird. I was like, how do they put them together? Meh. I think my marriage is going great. Meh. I think my marriage is going... What was up with you? And Brandy's like, Leanne's a horrible human being and she's going to die alone. So, there's that. Stephanie actually said, we had a treasure hunt at the Vatican. I was like, oh my God.
How does that
That's
work?
It's not a treasure hunt for you. It's a treasure hunt for them. Your children are the treasure.
Did they
get them out of there?
Did they rob the Sistine Chapel?
I'm sorry, but fuck them. They earned every bit of that. Brandy's like, oh my God, I rallied the girls for a rodeo, but then, you know, Leanne like started getting weird.
Meanwhile, out in the car, Travis is like,
what's something in my ears?
It's Brandy, not drunk. I hate sober Brandy. At least drunk Brandy is like, hi, this is my opinion. Sober Brandy's like,
I don't squint. She said I was squinty. And by the way, Brandy, You're not allowed to do the, can you believe she said I was squinty? There's only one woman on Bravo who's allowed to be like that. And her name is Countess Leanne. Luann. Would you believe it? She said I was squinting. Me. I have eyes of an empress.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa, Luann. So, that's it. I just wanted to get in one Luann reference.
You gotta get a Luann into every show.
Even if I have to wedge it in at the end.
Money can't buy you clap, but it can.
Oh. Money can't buy you a Keurig.
But it can buy you an enormous house. What city is this again?
Look at all these distributors around.
Distributor. Money can't buy you distributor.
So Stephanie is like, but Leanne, Leanne has like been like so nice to me, and I'm like I just don't know. I'm gonna judge people based on people, and not like what other people say to like judge people on. You guys, have you noticed that she's always looking up at something? She's like,
It's like watching on the ceiling.
She's like watching heaven tennis. Yeah, she's watching Brandy's kids on the ceiling.
Do you want to get Brooklyn down from there? I think Bruin is in the ceiling paneling.
Oh my God, that cloud is in the shape of a baby. Oh, it's a baby. It's a baby.
It's an actual baby. That's funny.
So she's like, I see someone. He's trying to change. I need to change, but. And Brandy's like,
but if that's the way the man feels, I can't be friends with her.
Bitch, you ain't friends with her. You never will be.
Yeah.
And you're going to lose this
round. And you screwed her first anyway. She screwed her first last season, so turn about is fair play.
The music stopped when she said that, like she just said something like, crazy. And then it was just her mom and Stephanie like.
So.
And then it's like, dum-dum,
next week on The Real Housewives of Dallas.
Fucking so.
I love it.
Personally. I do too. What a great
episode. I love Dallas. I hope if any of you guys are like not Dallas fans but watch it for this show, I hope you guys become Dallas fans because it's so fucking good.
It is so good. Thank you to this wonderful city.
We hope.
And
I hope
you
win best football.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Devin
Improv. Thank you to Jenna, Carly, Bridget, Reed, all my family. I love you guys. I'm so lucky to have you.
Thank you guys so much. I love Denver.
We love you guys.
I am out of breath. Just kidding. Bye, guys.
And one thing, we have a couple of prizes. Oh. Rory!
Oh my God. Rory made the single greatest thing that we have ever received at a Crappin show. Rory made she took a game of Guess Who and changed all the names to it to Little Bravo characters. We will put pictures of it online. It is the most amazing thing. Rory, that was the best thing. Mwah, mwah, to all three of you guys. Sorry I barked at you guys. How dare you?
Everybody, we love you. We'll see
you next
time.
We're gonna
Thank
hang
you.
Out. We're gonna hang out at the bar. We're gonna hang out at the bar for the next hour. Thank you so much.